Philippians, from the original language, from the Greek, Koine Greek language. You're using the Nestle Island text, by the way. But I want to go back and read this all the way from verse number 1 up to where we'll be going from the Amplified Bible. Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and yearn to see, my delight and crown, wreath of victory, that's the word Stephanos, by the way, thus stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat and I advise you, Euodia, and I entreat and advise Syntyche to agree and to work in harmony in the Lord. And I exhort you too, my genuine yoke fellow, help these two women to keep on cooperating, for they have toiled along with me in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as have Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in Him. Again, I say rejoice. Let all men know and perceive and understand and recognize your unselfishness, your considerations, your forbearing spirit. The Lord is near. He is coming soon. Do not fret or have any anxiety at all about anything, but in every circumstance and everything by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known unto God. And God's peace be yours, that tranquil state of soul assured of its salvation through Christ Jesus, and so fearing nothing from God, and content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall be a garrison and a fortress and a mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on that and weigh it and take account and advantage of these things. Fix your minds upon them. Practice what you have been, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it. The God of peace and of untroubled and disturbed well-being will be with you all. What a story. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. This church is the first church in Europe. The very first, basically, Gentile church in Europe. Now let's go back, starting with verse number 5, from Greek. To epikeis himon nos theto pasin anthropois ho curios ingus. The forbearance of me, the modesty, comes from the Latin modestus, meekness, active modesty, a little adjective there, the forbearance, the modesty of you all, let it be known to all mankind. The Lord is near. This little word, ingus, here is an adverb. It means at hands grasped. knowing it means the Lord is at hand's grasp. He's always near. Another term for that is Maranatha. Verse number 6 now, Maiden. Marimnate, all in Ponte, te, prosecue, kai, te, deese, meta, eucharistias, ta, I te mata, himon, norizasto, proston, theon. Verse number 6. This word Maiden there, it comes from May, it comes from day, and it comes from Hina. It means not, moreover, one thing. And we can look at this as becoming an optimist. Be an optimist. Nothing. Don't let anything cause you to be anxious. Mary Manate. Don't let anything to cause you to be nervous. Then we have a strong adversative conjunction there, all or all of. That's a contracted form, page 15 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. But in, and that's in the law, it's a preposition in the locative case. But in all the prayers. Now he's using several words for prayer and supplication in this sentence, in this verse. Prosuke, it means to forward, to have, and to cling to. This word prosuke, that means bring your needs to God. That's number one. And the petition, they say, that word petition means, it comes from the word deo, by the way, as the root of that word. And it means to bind. It means by bending your knee, by letting, just laying your heart out, bending your hearts toward God. And binding your mind and your heart to God. That word they say there. To mind your mind in prayer. Then we have a little preposition there, meta. Page 265, if you want to look that one up in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. I hope we'll have that online pretty soon. It's been out of print for a long time. But hopefully you'll have my edited form of that book. Eucharistios. With thanksgiving. To thank God for something is a form of prayer in itself. We got the word here, prosuke, and then we got the word deese, and then we have eucharistios. It means good grace. It means to be thankful for what God has given you. How many times has God saved you that you don't know about? Now, all of you out there have an experience when you knew that God protected you or saved your life somehow. But how many times did he do it that you didn't know about? How many near misses have you had? I remember many, many, many near misses in my life, and one just lately where for 40 hours propane was loose in this house, from 60 to 75 gallons of propane, and we didn't die and we didn't get blown up. We should have. All odds of us living through that would be nil. But God took care of us. So I'm thankful for that. As we go through these little experiences, we need to be thankful. But we need to know that we only know of just those little tiny instances. How many times did you come close to death? How many times did God protect you from a disease you never got? Or an illness that you never got. How many times was it invading your body and you didn't even know it? The word here, prosuke, and the petition, deisei, and now meta eucharistios, and then ta aitemata. Aitemata is a what we might call a list. List your requests to God, write them down, and recite them to Him. Now, the title of this message is Christian Meditation and Gratuities. By the blood of Jesus Christ, you have access to God the Father. That's a gratuity. By access of Jesus Christ, you can say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can say that. And we can address Him as our Father. Otherwise, without Jesus Christ and His salvation, we are enemies of God. But this is one of the gratuities we have of God. We have access to God by prayer. And He hears all things. Isn't that something? He hears every little voice, all 365 degrees around this earth, longitude and latitude, everywhere. Every person that's calling upon Him for help and salvation, He hears you always. Let your requests, your petitions, let them be known toward the God. Let it be known toward God. Third person, singular, present, imperative, and passive. Let it be caused to be known to God. Every time that you need God, and you ought to do that, the last thing you think about at nighttime ought to be prayers to God. The first thing you ought to think about in the morning is to thank God for whatever rest you got, whether it was 2 hours or 8 hours. And thank God that you're still alive to serve Him one more day. Be thankful. Be happy in Christ. The gratuity. The word prayers, don't be anxious about one thing. Become an optimist. Several forms of prayer are recited in that little verse. Now in verse number 7. Kai he erene tu theou. He hiper recusa panta nun pro reise tas karias himon kai ta noema ta himon en Christo Jesu. Still trying to recover from all of that propane that I ingested that was so toxic, and still alive with it for a while anyway. Sometimes I don't know whether I'm alive or this not, but I'm here preaching today. And Kai, the little conjunction there, page 208, and then Hey Rainy. Now, that here is the peace. In the Middle East, they greet everybody with shalom, shalom, shalom. Ereni is the total equivalent to shalom. If you look up in Bullinger's concordance to the Greek and English New Testament, it will say on page 575 that peace is the absence of all worry. That peace is the opposite of confusion and chaos. Kai he ereni, the peace, hashalom, the peace, the totality belonging to God, to theou. That's genitive singular masculine, definite article, and genitive singular masculine word for God, theou. The peace belonging to God. The peace belonging to you, because that is one of the gratuities of the Christian life. And the peace of God, belonging to God. The peace that is surpassing beyond having. hyperekousa. That comes from hyper and echo. Hyper and echo. It is nominative singular feminine, present participle acting. It's something that goes on all the time. Surpassing beyond having, beyond anything you need. Surpassing all the understanding and comprehension. That word noon there, that's one of the words for mind. And then it says, and he shall guard and safe keep your hearts, the hearts of you. He shall guard. Third person singular future, indicative active from frorio. He shall keep your heart under lock and key of divine power. He shall keep your hearts and minds under the lock and key of divine power. Tas kardias. The word cardia there, we got our word cardiac from that. We have cardiologists. All these words come from this kardias. Right here is talking about your innermost being. We think of it because our heart beats in our chest, and sometimes it bothers us, and it'll race when we do something. It'll skip. You'll have butterflies in your stomach. These are all the seat of your affections and the hearts of you all and the thoughts. And God said he will guide and he shall guard your hearts and he shall guard your mind and your innermost being in Christ Jesus. How he does it? In Jesus Christ. How do you get in Jesus Christ? By coming to God. The gospel says in 1 Corinthians 15 chapter and verse number 1, it says, I make known unto you the gospel which I preached to you beforehand. And he said, I want to delineate to you what the gospel is, that Jesus Christ came into the world according to Scripture, that he lived according to Scripture, that he did the miracles, proved himself to you that he is the Son of God and the Christ, the HaMashiach of the Old Testament, that he died on the cross of Calvary, and that he was raised again. He died for your sins, was raised for your justifications. Paul said in the Galatians, in another place, Paul wrote the Corinthian letter in the 15th chapter, verse number 1, and then in Galatians chapter 4, number 4, he says, for when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those that were under the curse of the law. And that's you and me, people. If you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead and repent of your sins and ask him to take the throne of your life, pretty simple. Pretty simple. Too simple for the world, the religious world. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Now, these are the gratuities of Christian meditation. And now he gives us in verse number 8, six adjectives of the Christian ideals. Six adjectives that prove to you that you're in Christ and that give you great assurance of God's love in your heart and your love for God. To loipon adelphoi hosa esten alite hosa semna hosa dikaia hosa agna hosa prosphile hosa euphema etis arita Kai etis epanos tauta logiste. Now, I've got something else for you, remaining brethren, that I haven't spoken to before, he says. The ones remaining now that I haven't called out. The ones remaining brethren. The word adelphoi, it comes from and delphi. It means from the same womb. We, as children of God, when we've been born again, we are from the same womb. Steve and Kathy all the way back there in Missouri, Nancy all the way in Pennsylvania, Mark in New York, Donald Grewar all the way there in Wales, and Don and his wife all the way down in Australia, Gary in New Zealand, and many, many, many more. Christine in Idaho, and Christina in Bakersfield. All of these people were in Christ Jesus. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Adelphi and Adelphos. We're from the same womb. We're from the same blood-bought family. For the ones remaining, brethren, hosa. And that word here is a little correlative. It means what things? Whatsoever. Page 203 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon, by the way. Whatsoever things, eston. It is, each and every one. Third person singular, present indicative, active. That's from Amy. That's a little linking verb here. Whatsoever things are true, aletheia. That means without shadow, things that are not hidden. Things you don't have to hide from God or from anybody else. No shadows. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things, that other little correlative there. Whatsoever things are grave, serious, meaningful. A lot of people just want to laugh their way through life. We got somebody up there in the upper echelon of leadership in the United States. Every time they bring a problem to her, she laughs. When she should be serious. Whatsoever things, just, righteous, true. Whatsoever things, agna. The word agna means not earthly. There are many churches that are what we call earthly churches and churches. And churchy people. In other words, churches act so much like the world, and the world wants the church in them, but they don't want to bring Christ in the church. Christ has standards, and Christ has love, and we preach for the glory of God. That's all. Pure, not earthly. Purity, all forms of purity. By the way, this word is only used one time in the New Testament. Agna. And whatsoever things, prosile, it's used one time in the New Testament also. That prosile means lovable. Lovable toward each other. Pros and philo. Or pros and phile here. That means to show your love toward one another. It means to be pleasing. It means to try to get along. To try to bless one another. To try to spoil each other in every way. Whatsoever, euphema, that means what is ever honorable and well spoken of. Whatsoever is wonderful, praiseful. If there is any virtue, areta. That word is only used four times in the New Testament. But that means pleasant. It talks about mental excellence in some of the older writings. It may talk about moral quality. It also talks about physical perfection. Physical perfection. It's talking about all the virtues of life. Physical perfection. You know, to the Greeks, physical fitness was a very important thing. Virtue. To have your minds exercised in the right things. Moral quality. To be exercised in moral high moral quality. And if any prays, the word epinos there, it's a form of prayer. When we come to God, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be gone. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the word praise. That's a form of prayer. It's a form of prayer that we ought to be thankful for. We look at families in the earth. When we come to God, by the way, the only reason why we're going to get into heaven is because of Jesus Christ and our Father. That's it. There's nothing you can get yourself into heaven with, not your moral character or whatever. It's just Jesus Christ and Him alone. And we need to thank Him every day. Thank you, Lord. We can pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's the only reason, the only way we have access to God is through Jesus Christ's blood and His life that He gave for us. Virtue. And if any prays these things, second person plural present, indicative middle voice. Keep on cultivating in your mind. Keep on reasoning. Comes from logizomai. Logizeste. You keep on thinking, you keep on calculating, you keep on considering these things. Verse number 9, the last verse in this lesson now, at least from Greek. Ha kai emathete. Kai proselapete. Kai ekusate. Kai edete. En emoi tauta prosete kai hothios teis urenes este methimon. Which things? Let's look at this verse now. It comes from Haikai. And it says here, but or both, which things ye learned? That word comes from manthano. That word means to be a habitual learner. Churches today are entertainment centers so many times. Churches should be worship centers and the preachers of God's Word, because you learn from God's Word how you're supposed to act and what the rules are for churches. Many of them are entertainment centers. What we might call kindergartens. So many people today don't want to learn about God. I'm saved. I believe in Jesus Christ. I teach my children that. And what else is there to teach? I'll tell you what there is to teach. The whole plan of God. The whole gospel of God, and how it's been taught from the beginning of, from eternity to eternity. And you need to establish yourselves in Jesus Christ through His Word. The Word of God is our instruction manual. The Word of God is the mind of God, the heart of God, the love of God, the peace of God. Yet the horror of hell is in the Word of God. The horrors of hell. Both what you have learned and practiced, you received. Second person plural, second aorist. That's punctiliary action. You received at the point of salvation, and Paul was there at one period of time, and that's that punctiliary action. You received. And you heard. Kai akusate. Second person plural, first aorist, indicative, active. You heard. Our word acoustic comes from that word, akul. And you saw. You saw that word horao there. This word is edete. Is second person plural, second aorist, indicative, active. That word there means to see, like on a television screen or on a theater. To see with your mind's eye, to see it. Sometimes we're the only gospel that people will ever know. You saw in me these things. Pros eke. That comes from the word proso, second person plural present imperative active, and it means you practice as a habit. What you've seen done with me, you practice as a habit. Paul came in those churches, he taught them how to pray, and he taught them how to pray, who to pray to. And then it says, Kai Hothios, and the God of the peace, belonging to him, he is with you all. He's with you always. He's with all of you. Paul founded churches all over the place. And he taught, he had one message to those churches. First of all, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to whosoever believed in him should not perish but have our everlasting life. He didn't send his world Son into the world to condemn it, because the world was already condemned. I remember so many years ago, I was going to church. I loved the pastor. I loved the pastor's family. But the church didn't preach much of the Bible, but they gave me a Bible. And I read it from cover to cover. I knew that I was undone. I went down to the altar, and my ex-step-grandmother came down there and told me how to ask the Lord into my heart and save my soul. God has never left me since that moment in my life. He's been faithful to me. Sometimes I haven't been faithful to him. I always ask the Lord to forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings in life, because they are there. But he never fails me. Never. He's never failed me. Not once. The God of peace will be with you always. From that period of time in my life, and I went through some horrible times. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean you're not going to go through hardships. I've lived lifetimes of hardships, but I always know that God is there and that he loves me. And I know one thing, that God gifted me with the ability to communicate with people. His word. I was so bashful when I started to preach that I'd get up and I only preach the Bible. That's all I could do. I couldn't do anything else. I could just get up and tell them what the Bible said. The first message I ever preached was about 45 minutes long. It was a great long recitation of God's word. And when I got through, I said, God wants to save you if you're lost, and God wants to use you if you're saved. It's the only message I had. You can listen to some of my old messages on sermon audio. Go back in the 70s, the early messages. Those very early ones, God blessed so greatly. I went to Youth Rally in Bakersfield one time, and I was so afraid. I was sweating. My hands were sweating. My Bible's pages were wet with sweat from my hands. I was so nervous. I was just dripping with nervous sweat. Because it was really hard for me to get up there, and there was about 200 or 300 people in that church. I got up there and I preached God's word, Seven Ducks in a Muddy Stream, which is a real funny little sermon. Talks about that old sinner coming over there and the prophet of God telling him to go. He had leprosy, and he said, what do I need to do? He said, go dip yourself seven times in that stream. And he said, that's muddy water. We got a lot better stream over there in Damascus. It's clear. And he said, go do what he told you. All we have to do is what God tells us. I got up and preached that little simple sermon. I think there was seven people saved and five came forth for baptism. What the power of the Holy Spirit. It wasn't me. You go listen to it. That was a mediocre, silly little plain message of God. But God used it. Hundreds of people were saved with me just preaching the Word of God. There are people all over the world that hears God's word now because of that. And it touches heart. The Spirit of God is with you always. He's there to lead you to Him, and He's there to lead you with Him forever. And may the peace of God, that He is always with you, always, that surpasses anything that we can imagine or understand, the peace of God is with us. God loves you, and He wants to use you. When we're saved, God doesn't instantly zap us up like, beam me up, Scotty. He uses you in this world. That's why you're here. Let God use you. Let God into your life. Let Him be a daily habit with you and your children. Your children, when you raise them, the first thing they see is Mama and Daddy. And Mama and Daddy ought to be an example of God. You ought to love them with an unconditional love. You ought to correct them when they need correcting. And you ought to show them you love them every day. You never should hurt them or abuse them. God never hurts or abuses you. We abuse His love for us so many times, but He doesn't abuse our love for Him. Take these words in your heart. Live them. Believe them. As you study God's Word, become found and sound in the faith. Know what you believe and know why you believe it. And you do that, and your children won't go off into Mormonism. You won't go off into Mormonism or Islam or some other hellish religion. You'll serve the God of heaven and truth. Father, please use this message to honor and glorify Yourself and Your Son. Touch the lives of people all over the world with it. Help them to understand how close You are to their every need and the protection and Your love for them. Father, please forgive me where I failed You.